Father Christmas rang me last night when I was at work and said, you better tell Jackson to start being a good boy or he's going to stay on the naughty list and he won't get no presents for Christmas. That's what he said to me. So you got to start being a good boy.
Then I will do
an uppercut
to him.
No, he won't do it. No, what?
I'm going like this. Punch him. Punch his beard off.
Hello and welcome to Pod Culture Vultures.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal. And a Happy New Year.
With me, Dino, and joined with me, as always, is my hetero life mate, Keverini Beanie. How's it hanging on the old dingly dongle?
Dingly dangly bingly o bongio.
Oh, lovely. Got your baubles out, have you?
I have indeed. Woohoo! Oi, polished up, lovely.
Oi, oi!
Oi, oi, oi!
Yeah, so we are speeding towards Christmas. Oh, hang on a minute, boys. Not just yet. Welcome to Egg.
I was going to say, it sounds like Welcome to Egg.
That was a quick little snippet of what we're going to...
actually be talking about in a minute.
Yeah. But, so we are getting... how are you doing with your Crimbo shopping? All right, eh?
Pretty much done.
Yeah.
It's driving me up the wall. Every year, I love it. I love Christmas. I love the whole spirit of it.
Me too.
Going shopping for friends and family. But it does get to a point where I'm fucking done with it. And I literally am. I went out this morning... got last bits and pieces. I think all I've got to do is get like two presents in mind for a couple of people. They'll go and do that tomorrow down the old commercial road.
Same as me.
But other than that, I'm done. I get to a point where I get things. I get really carried away. I have pretty much a budget every year. I know who I'm buying for. I feel like I've got really good ideas of what I'm going to buy for people, but I just get too excited with things and I end up in the shops and I'm like, oh, maybe I'll just get that and I'll get that for someone and I'll get a couple of those for that person. And before you know it, you've done like another like 150 quid and you're like,
shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly the same as me. Exactly the same. I've only got a couple left to get, but yeah, I've gone over budget with it. But still, it's Christmas!
I love it. So yeah, get these out of the way. And that's it.
This time next week, it'll all be over.
That's it. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so, yeah, only joking.
Yeah, all good. You know, and say, once you've got them all in, then it's the wrapping. And again, every year, when it gets to the wrapping, what I do is I usually, I'll either go up to my nipper's room or... you know, if the missus, the significant other's gone out, I'll make sure she's out for the evening. Then I'll get all the presents down, okay? I'll get them all to their little piles so I remember whose is whose.
Yeah.
And then I usually stick on a bit of Christmas music or something like that. I get a bottle of wine, something like that. And I get all excited and stuff, you know.
And masturbating to your stocking.
That's it, yeah, nice and crispy. And all excited. George Michael is on the old speakers and that. And then... by the time you've got for your first glass of wine and a couple of George Michael and Bublé tracks, I'm just like,
boobs.
I'm fucking bored now. You know what I mean? Like my fingers are like going numb from all the like, ripping of the sellotape, and it's just like I've had enough.
The Bublé. But too much of the Bublé.
Once it's done, yes. But then we do it for other people, don't we? So.
Well, just a little nod then, as you're talking about Christmas songs and etc. Obviously. Fairy Tale of New York is one of the up there with it, you lost Shane McGowan.
Yeah. He had his funeral
yesterday.
Yeah.
We're talking yesterday.
Recently, let's say.
Yeah.
And they did the whole parade through the streets of Dublin, didn't they?
Real old school Irish funeral.
Yeah.
But he was 65, I think he was.
Age, isn't it?
No, but to be fair, the bloke was almost like another Lemmy, the amount of he drunk. Christ.
Yeah.
He drank like a fish. But I do like the Pogues. And I do like Shane McGowan.
Yeah, that song is definitely on the playlist.
Oh, yeah. So what other Christmas songs do you like then? Because obviously Fairy Tale of New York is really up there, I think, as one of the greats.
Last Christmas?
Oh, yeah, you just said George. Last Christmas. My favourite has got to be Merry Christmas, Everybody by Slade.
Slade, yeah, that's a really good one. I love it. Yeah, that's a really smart one.
Yeah.
What else have you got? I'll try and break out my Christmas playlist now. I've got a few of them on here. Essentials Christmas. Here we go. So what have you got? Mariah Carey, Fuck Off.
I can't stand that song.
Elton John, Step Into Christmas.
Step Into Christmas, Step Into Christmas.
Yeah. Wizard.
I wish it could be Christmas every damn day.
Yeah. More Slade. Bit of a...
Darkness. Yeah.
What else we got? Got old Macca, Paul McCartney.
Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time.
That's it, yeah. Exactly. Dean Martin, Let It Snow. Die Hard.
Let It Snow is about the weather out there.
Yeah. Buble's Christmas album I like.
What's the rapey song?
Eh? What,
it's Cold one? Outside.
It's Cold Outside?
Yeah. Where is cold outside? If you listen to the lyrics, I really can't stay, but it's cold outside. What's in this drink? Drugged her.
Fucking hell, man.
Fucking date rape.
Bing Crosby, Winter Wonderland.
Bing.
Chuck Berry, Run Rudolph, Run.
Bing Crosby and Bowie.
Santa Baby. Eartha Kitt.
No.
Don't
play Eartha Kitt. I'm offering Eartha Kitt in a minute.
Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Sinatra. Deck the Hall, Nat King Cole. Yeah. Power of Love, Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
So you're more of a traditional Christmas song.
Yeah, because all these songs I'm mentioning here, Please Come Home for Christmas, The Eagles, is my mum's got this, she's got a Christmas mixtape. And when I say tape, I mean cassette tape. And somewhere in the house, she's still got like a cassette tape, and it's the tradition that when we go around there for Christmas, she will always play it, which is lovely because it's very nostalgic. It takes you back to your childhood, and every Christmas, you know, she'd put it on as she's preparing the dinner and basically have it playing right till the end for like an hour and a half, whatever it was, through dinner and whatever.
Mm.
So it's all those songs that always like resonated with me. So and that's why I quite like Bublé. I mean, all his stuff is all like covers, really. But there's some of the covers.
Yeah, my mum likes Bublé.
Well, I don't like. I mean, like all these like new ones. I mean, Ed Sheeran can fuck right off. Come. And when they're like, yeah, some of the more recent ones. I don't know he done one.
Huh? No, I meant more to do with the fact of Oi to the World by the Vandals. That's my favourite one like that. And then you've got Father Christmas by the Kinks. Mm. That's a good one. And then a lot of covers like Lemmy doing Run Rudolph Run. I like a lot of the heavier stuff.
Yeah.
But still, anyway. So we're going to talk about this is a clip that we have to watch every year.
This is our go-to, isn't it?
It's our go-to every at Christmas.
Annually. Christmassy.
Annually.
Annually.
And it's from the Fast Show Christmas Special, and it's the Jazz Club. But I think Paul Whitehouse is so funny on this.
Well, he is in general, but he just really steals it. He steals the show because you've got old... John Thompson, as the Jazz Club.
Great.
Wonderful.
Yeah, nice. Really chilled.
Yeah, and it's all about him, isn't it? These sketches, it's really funny. But this is the one time where Paul Whitehouse turns up and just completely steals the show as the guest.
And also...
Guest singer, isn't he?
He rattles the Jazz Club guy so much that he actually loses his cool. great.
Yeah.
Right, we're going to play it now, we'll watch it. And then we'll speak afterwards.
Christmas Jazz Club. Jingle bells. Legendary American jazz singer Art Storm. Yes.
in the background.
He's fucking great.
Pissed out of his mind. The realm of jazz destiny will visit all the brothers of earth, noontime, anytime, rise up and be counted now and beyond forever. I forgot about that bit. Phoenix
Trio. It's just creeping up.
There is.
He's going along with it at first.
How do you do?
He's got that one long finger now.
That's it, yeah. I'm gonna swing. He's getting a bit impatient now, isn't he?
As soon as he falls off the back of the stage.
Oh my god, yeah. Christmas time, or even a time where maybe you're feeling a little bit down, pissed off, stressed or whatever, you bung that clip on and it's you brilliant. Come out the other side enlightened, enjoying life, happy.
I remember we watched that last year, didn't we? Obviously.
We did, yeah. And
every other year. Whiskey, ba-boo-boo-boo.
It's like, as you say, like, he, John Thompson's really cool. And this sketch is only 2 minutes. And very quickly, he starts to lose his cool and his patience, doesn't he?
But you would, because he keeps grabbing his head.
Slapping his cheek, grabbing the chin, poking the nose.
Ah, rest my case. Wunderbar.
Relax, pay your income tax.
Jazz club, Art Archie, uncle. No, brilliant. So yeah, Fast Show. That's the that's one of our go-to clips for a good old chuckle. The other thing that stands out for me is as funny that makes me laugh like that is in Trading Places when what's his name's in the phone box.
Oh.
And the woman just keeps saying, don't you want to use a phone? Fuck off.
Is it Biggs?
I think so, yeah. But it's almost like a Matt Berry, fuck off. Fuck off.
Yeah, because it's just the woman comes out of nowhere, doesn't she? She just stands, doesn't even ask, oh, could I use the phone? She just stands there and immediately just looks at her. He goes, hang on a minute, turns around, fuck off.
Yeah.
And she fucks off. Yeah. And there's the other time when he goes to walk across the street and that guy walks in front of him and he grabs him and just fucking launches him. Guy lands on his arse.
Fucking Matt Berry.
Beaks. It's Beaks.
Beaks.
Well done, Beaks. Well done. Merry Christmas.
Whiskey! I've got to do that Matt Berry voice. Whiskey! Father!
That's the first one, and he walks in through the door. Oh, and runs in and knocks the coffin over him and starts slapping the priest.
Yeah, it's his knee first. Ah!
Speak, priest. I also love how Chris Morris's picture just keeps changing. Every time it cuts back, he's got a different facial expression.
Team, team, team. Have I got a picture of my family on my desk? No, it's a picture of the A-team. I love teams. Hannibal, him, Funny Man, and the Jewelry Man.
No, great. Do you know there's a always a Christmas thing about the old adverts at Christmas? Like you've got your John Lewis one and all that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's shit this year.
It is shit this year.
Isn't it?
But the thing is, you're always holding out for the John Lewis one because it's usually the last one to drop, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I saw it at the cinema a few weeks back.
Yeah.
And it sort of came on and it was over and done with in less than 30 seconds. I was like...
It doesn't make any sense though, does it?
Is that it? Because usually, I mean, it goes on for quite a bit. Like there's a whole narrative to it, isn't there?
But this doesn't make any sense. It's like someone's watched Little Shop of Horrors when they're off their tits.
Yeah, it's a big Venus flytrap thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it just doesn't, I don't get it.
But I thought it was pretty shite.
A lot of them are shite this year.
I like the... Is it the Lidl or the Aldi one? Which is the one which has got the Rocky Raccoon?
Oh, yeah.
That's a really good one. That's my favourite one this year.
Yeah.
You're trying to find it now, are you?
No, I'm just going to show you what I think is the best advert this Christmas, if you haven't seen it.
What, this one?
Mm. Hang on, it's going to do a bloody... Smiths! If they really want to be...
Skip the ad, skip it.
Hang on, they really want to be Toys R Us, though, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. I've balls this right up now. This is my favourite one. It's just so stupid. It's just the fact it's so stupid. Whoop, 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 whoop. Look at his hair. They look like Dwayne Dibley.
They do look like Dwayne Dibley.
Is it?
Fucking Christmas tree, bro. Whoop, whoop.
They say that I was watching Celebrity Get Me Out of Here with Isla the other day, and that advert was on, and she was fucking nearly crying with laughter.
Yeah.
It just made me laugh, obviously, because she's laughing
as well,
so
yeah.
much. And then every time there's an advert, she's trying to record it with her in case that one comes on.
Brilliant.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
It's a bit like Hip Hop Anonymous.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop Anonymous. Anyway, so yeah, that's just a little tete a tete into the Christmassy type of stuff we find amusing. Best Only Fools and Horses Christmas special.
What, an actual Christmas one or just the special in.
An actual Christmas special. They're based around Christmas.
I think for me, my favourite Christmas episode is the one with Grandad's in it, and they have he cooks the dinner.
That's the first one. Yeah.
Yeah, and he Del Boy's trying to cut the turkey. So I must put a plug on it. And he says about the old vin ordinaire, and then Grandad's got the gravy and he's scraping it out. Because they get really bored, don't they, when they go down the old Monte Carlo club.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my favourite one.
I think my favourite one is the one with Grandad as well, but their dad comes back.
Hello, older now, you didn't.
Yeah, old Reg Trotter. But also, I do like Fatal Extraction. That's always been one of my go-to ones as the sort of feature-length Christmas one, because there's quite a lot of funny stuff in that, yet it's still based around Peckham and that. And it's
weird with the woman, though. The whole
thing is weird with the woman, but I just think it's the whole thing of where he splits up with Raquel.
Yeah.
And it's within an hour, he's like trying to take someone else out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or just shit here. But also, that's the one when he walks in and says, "Oi, stop." You know, he has a go at her because he thinks she's following him. And she goes, "What are you? What's the matter with you, you moron?" And then Trigger goes, "Oh, it's just a
fiddling." You think I'm hard up or something?
And it's the one when there's a hare in Denzel's porridge.
There was only two of them in there. That's enough, isn't it?
That's enough, isn't it? Denzel eats porridge with a wig in it. Trigger gives pets names to his teeth.
That's it. That's the one with broom as well.
Bitch in it. No,
it's not
a bitch in it. It's a bit strong in it, Trick. Oh, no, how you feel? You give them little pet names.
That's it.
You get attached to them.
That's it. Take my advice. Go down the dentist, dab it out. Oh, bleep, boy.
It's not the one when, when Denzel's got hemorrhoids. I guess they're more like asteroids. Brilliant.
That's brilliant, that one, yeah.
Yeah. No, I do really like all the Christmas programmes stuff. I normally start going through the TV stuff.
Yeah, another go-to one for me is always Blackadder's Christmas Carol.
Oh, yes.
How it reverses.
It's brilliant.
Christmas Carol, isn't it? Where he starts off nice and turns into a bastard at the end of it.
With his moustache shop.
That's it.
Tiny Tim won't eat this year. Tiny Tim's 6'2" and built like a brick privy. Mrs. Cratchit.
That's it, yeah. Robbie Coltrane is your ghost, isn't he? Have you got anything a little bit more medicinal?
What's it? Bruise medicine, isn't it?
Mrs. Something's punch medicine. Oh, I need the good stuff, the best stuff. But yeah, that's brilliant.
Do like that one as well. Yeah, very good. Anyway.
Oh, and just one more. Another one you can't beat is the Bottom Christmas special.
Dave
Edgehog and Spud Gum round.
Yes.
One potato or two?
Two.
Two, please. No. One. Two, please. And then he sort of drops the potato on Spud Gum's plate and it smashes because it's just fucking solid. And he just goes, "None, please." Sprouts. So it is Christmas.
Yeah. When that was on, It was half an hour, but when they put it out on the DVD, it was the full 40-minute version of it, where Richie has painted Eddie a picture self-portrait.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Have you seen that?
I think that one.
And it's like, it's a really crap picture, and it's like he sat like that.
Yeah,
what do you think? Well, it's bollocks, isn't it? No, it's one of mine. A lot of people do get my work confused with bollocks, but it is. And it's just his head through it.
No, that's right, yeah, he does it. He just picks it up, doesn't he? Wallop.
And he accidentally chops his finger off. And he sticks it up his nose. Come on, Richie, pull your finger out. This is no time for having fun and games. Yes, it is. It's Christmas Day. Yeah, that's brilliant.
I'm going to have to go home and watch that in a minute.
Yes, I think I might watch it as well. Anyway. Christmas. Yes, Crimbo. So, next week, we will be doing part one of the end of year wrapped.
Mm-hmm. So, much to talk about, much to celebrate.
And then the following week, it's
part two.
Part two of end of year wrap, where we're going to have a little look into what's coming out next year. Spicy.
Yes.
Anyway.
Bye.
Here's to swimming with bow-legged women.
I want you to tell all your friends about me.
Where can they find us, Kev? Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and now Threads. Any emails or recommendations, pop us over an electronic mail to podculturevultures@gmail.com.
Beautiful. And please remember to subscribe, follow and rate and all the other business that goes with your social media claptrap. But until next time, catch you on a flippity-flop.
Gully bye.
Got it? You do anything else?
No, there's no more.
Right then, we'll fuck off. This is great banter. It really is.